Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Super Summer Shows with your girl, Linus, here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. On the West Coast or 9 p.m. on the East Coast. We're always discussing entertainment news, hot topics, sports, news of the weird, or special subjects. Always something to laugh about and learn, of course. Call in and join the show with your comments or opinions. All are welcome. Remember, keep it respectable. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. If there's a subject matter you would like to see discussed, send me a message on Facebook.com. It's the Essence of Success Network, and we'll be glad to read it and see if your idea is worth putting on the show. The chat room is open right now. You're welcome to go in there as the show is going along and make comments or opinions or whatever. Just all I ask is that everybody keeps it respectable and adhere to everyone's comment. Okay, so today's show, we're going to be discussing the 7 habits of highly effective people. That's the 7 habits of highly effective people. Successful people have the habits of doing the things failures don't like to do. They don't like doing them either, but their disliking is subordinate to the strength of their purpose. Habits are patterns of behavior that involve 3 overlapping components: knowledge, attitude, and skill. Because these 3 components are learned rather than inherited, our habits are our second nature, not our first. We are not our current habits, hence we should avoid defining ourselves in terms of our habits, characteristics, and reactive tendencies. Habits of effectiveness can be learned, habits of ineffectiveness unlearned. So, these are the 7 habits of highly effective people. Number 1, to be proactive. That's a habit of personal vision, what you see going for yourself. Number 2, begin with the end in mind. That's the habit of personal leadership. And I know it's a lot of you out there that are leaders and not followers. Number 3, put first things first. That's personal management, y'all. Habit of personal management. Number 4, think win-win. That's the habit of interpersonal leadership. Number 5, seek first to understand, then to be understood. That's a habit of communication, and I talk about communication and understanding all the time. Number six, synergize, the habit of creating cooperation between people. And number seven, sharpen the saw, the habit of self-renewal. Now, the first three habits are habit of character. They will help you achieve the daily private victory and progress from dependence to independence, y'all. The next three are the outward expressions of character and lead to interdependence, mutual benefit, and public victory. The seventh habit renews and sustains the process of growth. Okay, so are we ready, everybody? Get your pen and your pencils and your piece of paper so you can take notes. If you are listening around the world or if you're in the chat room, you can still take notes. If you're calling on the phone, you can still take notes. Okay, habits 1, 2, and 3 are dependence. So these are the first that we're going to talk about. Habit 1, being proactive. Okay, this is your personal vision of yourself. Be proactive means that as human beings, we are responsible for our own lives. Our basic nature is to act and not be acted upon. It's instructive to break the word responsibility in two parts, response and then ability. The ability to choose your response. Highly proactive people recognize that responsibility. They do not blame circumstances, conditions, or conditioning for that particular behavior. As human beings, we have four unique human endowments that distinguish us from the animal world. These endowments reside in that space between the stimulus and response. Number one, self-awareness. Uh-oh. Sorry, y'all. That's my little baby there. Sorry about that. Okay, that was my sister. Okay, number one, we're going back to vision, personal vision, okay? We're in habit one, be proactive, and it's your personal vision. So number one is self-awareness, is our capacity to take a look at ourselves and examine our own thinking, our motives, our habits, and our paradigms. Number two is conscious, serves as our internal guidance system, which allows us to sense when we act or even contemplate acting in a way that's contrary to our principle. Number three, creative imagination is our ability to create in our minds beyond our present reality, which is better known as thinking outside the box. Number four, independent will is our capacity to act free of all other influences. Okay. Hold on. We got a call. Let me bring it in. Area code 914, you're on the line with Linus on Super Summer Shows. Who's this? Okay, I guess you just want to listen to the show. That's fine. Thank you for calling in. Okay, habit two, begin with an end in mind. Now, this is your personal leadership. So begin with the end in mind means to begin each day or task with a clear understanding of your desired direction and your destination, okay? By keeping that end in mind, you can make certain that whatever you do in particular day, any particular day, does not violate the criteria you have defined as supremely important and that each day of your life contributes in a meaningful way to the vision you have of your life as a whole. Begin with the end in mind is based on the principle that all things are created twice. There's mental or first creation and then physical, the second creation. The second creation follows the first, just as building follows from a blueprint. In our personal lives, if we do not develop our own self-awareness and become responsible for first creations, we empower other people and circumstances to shape our lives by default. The most effective way we know to begin with the end in mind is to develop a personal mission statement, philosophy, or creed. It focuses on what you want to be, your character, and do contributions and achievements. Okay, so that's habit number two, beginning with an end in mind, your personal leadership. Number three, put first things first. This is a habit of personal management. My God, do we all need this? What are the first things? Well, first things are those things that you personally find most worth doing. They move you in the right direction and help you achieve the purpose expressed in your mission statement. Back to habit two. They move you in the right direction and help you to achieve the purpose expressed in your mission statement. But first things first involves organizing and managing time and events according to the personal priorities established in habit two. Habit two is the first or mental creation, right? And habit three is a second or physical creation. So we spend our time in one of four ways. So I've broken it down to a matrix, and there's four quadrants to this matrix. So listen to me well. Now, the first quadrant is urgent, important, right now. That is crises, pressing problems, deadline-driven projects, meetings, and preparations. If you want to be a crisis manager, then this is where you want to be. Now, quadrant two is not urgent, but it's important. So, preparation, prevention, values clarification, planning, relationship building, needed relaxation, and empowerment. Okay, these also affect your career, too. So, hope you got that. Now, quadrant three is urgent but not important. Now, that's needless interruptions, unnecessary reports, unimportant meetings, phone calls, mail, other people's minor issues. Okay. This quadrant will make you extremely effective. Now, quadrant four is not urgent and not important. This is trivia, busy work, some phone calls, time wasters, escape activities, I ain't going to mention any, irrelevant mail, excessive TV, and excessive relaxation. The matrix defines activities as urgent and not urgent, important and not important. So I hope that those helped you and that you learned from them. Most of the activities essential to the development of the seven habits, creating a personal mission statement, identifying long-range goals, nurturing relationships, and obtaining regular physical, spiritual, mental, and social and emotional renewal are all important activities. Okay, now we're going to the next one now, interdependence. This is habits four, five, and six. Now, habit four is think win-win. That's the habit of interpersonal leadership. You know, in life, you're either one or the other. You're either a leader or you're a follower. Let's hope that most of us are leaders. In relationship and business, effectiveness is largely achieved through the cooperative efforts of two or more people. Marriages and other partnerships are interdependent realities, and yet, people often approach these relationships with an independent mentality, which is like trying to play golf with a tennis racket. The tool isn't suited to the sport. Okay. Most of us learn to base self-worth on comparisons and competition. We think about succeeding in terms of someone else failing. That is, if I win, you lose, or if you win, I lose. There is only so much pie, and if you can get a big piece, there is less for me. People with this type of scarcity mentality find it difficult to share recognition and power and to be happy for the success of others, especially those closest to them. Hello, somebody. Win-win, on the other hand, is based on the paradigm that there is plenty for everybody, that one person's success is not achieved at the expense or exclusion of the success of others. Win-win sees life as cooperative, not competitive arena. Win-win is a frame of mind and heart that constantly seeks mutual benefit in all human interactions. Win-win means that agreements or solutions are mutually beneficial and satisfying. Character is the foundation of win-win. A win-win agreement is an effective tool for establishing the win-win foundations necessary for long-term effectiveness, and may be created between employers and employees, between teams, between companies and suppliers, or between any two or more people who need to interact to accomplish desired results. In a win-win agreement, the following five elements are made explicit. Number one, your desired results, not your methods. Identify what is to be done and when. Number two, guidelines, y'all. Specify the parameters, principles, policies, etc., within which results are to be accomplished. Number three, resources. Identify the human, financial, technical, or organizational support available to help accomplish the results. Number four, accountability. Sets up the standards of performance at the time of evaluation. Number five, consequence. Specify good and bad, natural and logical, what does and what will happen as a result of achieving or not achieving desired results. Okay, number five, we're coming to habit five. Seek first to understand, then to be understood, the habit of communication. Now, I've spoken about this on a lot of my shows, and communication is number one. That's most important, because you must communicate to understand. I also will throw this in there. You know, when you tell people, well, I forgive you for blah, 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 well, if you understand, there is no need for forgiveness, now is it? Hello? Communication and understanding. Okay. Communication is the most important skill in life. If we spend most of our waking hours communicating, we need to be better listeners. Okay. We typically seek first to be understood. Most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. Hello? They're either speaking or preparing to speak. They're filtering everything through their own paradigms, reading their autobiography into other people's lives, listening within their own frame of reference. In contrast, empathetic listening gets inside another person's frame of reference. You look out through it. You see the world the way he or she sees it. You understand how he or she feels. This is empathetic now. This does not mean that you agree, simply that you understand his or her point of view. Empathetic listening is a tremendous deposit in the emotional bank account of another. Next to physical survival, the greatest need of a human being is psychological survival, to be affirmed, to be appreciated, to be understood. When you listen with empathy to another person, you give that person psychological air. Then it's your turn. Proceed to the second step of the interaction, seeking to be understood. Because the other person's need to be understood has been satisfied, we are much more likely to have influence and to be understood ourselves. Habit number six, synergize. This is a habit of creative cooperation. Two people creatively cooperating will be able to produce far better results than either one could alone. I've always said that two heads are better than one. I'm sure that you guys have heard that too, old cliche. Synergy lets us discover jointly things that we are much less likely to discover by ourselves. Synergy works. It is the crowning effectiveness of an independent reality. It is teamwork, team building, the development of unity and creativity with other human beings. Valuing the difference is the essence of synergy, the mental, the emotional, the psychological difference between people. And the key to valuing those differences is to realize that all people see the world not as it is, but as they are. Again, let me repeat that. Those differences is to realize that all people see the world not as it is, but as they are. When we value difference and bring different perspectives together in the spirit of mutual respect, people feel free to seek the best possible alternative, often the third alternative, one that is substantially better than either of the original proposals. Finding a third alternative is not a compromise, but represents a win-win solution for both parties. Now, the person who's truly effective has the humility and reverence to recognize his or her own perceptual limitations and to appreciate the rich resources available through interactions with the hearts and minds of other human beings. That person values the differences because those differences add to his or her knowledge, to his or her understanding of reality. When we're left to our own experiences, we constantly suffer from a shortage of data. Two heads better than one. Insecure people, in contrast, tend to make others in their own image and surround themselves with people who think similarly. Uniformity for unity, sameness with oneness. The chance for synergy is greater when two people tend not to see things in the same way. Differences themselves become opportunity. If two people have the same opinion, one is unnecessary. Independence, habit number 7, called sharpen the saw, or habit of self-renewal. So with that, I think what we're going to do is take a quick break and come right back. And we'll go into habit number 7, sharpening the saw, the habit of self-renewal, huh? Okay, so we'll be right back in about 2 minutes or so, okay?
Like to play.
Yeah, I have to stop. I just realized that my phone was on mute, and you probably didn't hear the laugh. Oh, my God, I can't believe this, that I did that. I am so sorry. The last habit, habit seven, was sharpen the saw. It's a habit of self-renewal. Let me run through it real quick again. I'm so sorry. I do apologize. Habit seven makes all the others possible. You must take care of yourself. When people get busy producing or sawing, they seldom take time to sharpen the saw because maintenance seldom plays a dramatic and immediate dividends. Sharpen the saw means preserving and enhancing the greatest asset you have, you. It means having a balanced, systematic program for self-renewal in four areas of your life: physical, social and emotional, mental, and spiritual. Without this discipline, the body becomes weak, the mind mechanical, the emotions raw, the spirit insensitive, and the person selfish. So let's discuss, what are these four to be proactive at? So, number one, the physical self is the body. We build its strength through nutrition, exercise, and rest. Number two, we exercise our social and emotional self by making consistent daily deposits into our emotional bank accounts with our key relationships. Number three, we exercise our mental self through learning, through reading, writing, challenging, and taking time to think. Number four, we exercise our spiritual self through reading literature that inspires us, through meditation or prayer, and through spending time with nature. Exercising these four areas, regularly is like combining elements in chemistry that ignite a fire within and give vision, passion, and spirit of adventure to life. A minimum of 1 hour a day in renewal of the physical, spiritual, and mental dimensions is the key to the development of the seven habits and is completely within our control. Renewal is the principle and the process that empowers us to move in an upward spiral of growth and change of continuous improvement. So just to go back and highlight the effective person, number one, be sure and write a personal, family, or organizational mission statement. Number two, organize your tasks and responsibilities into the four quadrants that I spoke about earlier, focusing, eliminating, aware when slipping, okay, and activities. Number three, listen with empathy. Have compassion, okay, but listen with empathy, not just to hear yourself talking, but listen to what the other person is saying. Number four, synergize. Two heads better than one. And the last one, think win-win, believing that there's plenty for everyone. So I want you to implement, I want you to do, and then I want you to execute, okay? Now, I'm going to go back one more time, the seven habits of highly effective people. And those habits are, number one, be proactive. That's your personal vision. Number two, begin with an end in mind. That's your personal leadership. You're either a leader or you're a follower. Number three, put first things first. That is your personal management. If you need to pay a bill before you go shopping, do that. If you need to call someone to take care of some business or whatever that is, do that. First is first. Number four, win-win. Think win-win. That's the habit of interpersonal leadership. Okay? Number five, seek first to understand, then to be understood. You know what this is? The habit of communication, folks. You got to communicate to get an understanding. You know, when people do things, sometimes we say, oh, okay, I forgive you, you know, for whatever. But if you understand, there is no need for forgiveness. Got that, folks? When you understand, there's no need for forgiveness. But if you don't understand, then you forgive. Okay. Number six, synergize. That's a habit of creative cooperation. Two heads better than one. And then, of course, the last one, number seven, sharpen the saw. Spiritually, mentally, and physically, self-renewal. Now, one more thing. I have a prayer this week. Quite a few of my clients were asking about romance, what's going on. The new moon, was July 4th. So it's a time for new beginnings, new intentions, and I hope that you started that on Monday. Okay, this prayer is a romance prayer that I've made up for all you folks out there. After I say it, if you need copies of it, you can contact me on Facebook, The Essence of Success Radio Network, or go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, and I'll either send you a copy or either I'll post it again, and you can copy and paste it yourself. Okay, so this is the prayer for romance. We desire a partner who revels in being partnered with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or a man, who stimulates our mind, our bodies, and soul with his or her character, integrity, honor, sincerity, and above all, his or her love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, and sexual equal, who is available to love and be loved. We create this reality with our intentions, with the belief that we are, in fact, deserving of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, by honoring that we are profoundly, and I mean that, profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are, and not settling, I'll repeat that, not settling for someone who is not our equal. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into our lives. So be it, so it is. Now, here's a little mantra for y'all to say. I'm going to say it three times so you repeat it, it'll come to you. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. One more time. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. Okay. And that is our show for today. I hope that you've enjoyed Super Summer Shows and the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I hope you had a good time, whether you were listening around the world, folks in the chat room, as well as people that have called in. Didn't want to talk, just wanted to listen, but that's okay. You know, I still love you. So thank you, everybody, for joining me today on Super Summer Shows on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the lineup for next week, Friday. Oh, be sure and tune in this Friday. It's Friday Traffic Jams. Music, music, music. So last week I had disco. This week I think I'm going to do a little slow and sexy, something a little nasty. Take you into the weekend for fun. Remember, you do it for fun, not commitment, okay? You understand that. Okay. And then on Sunday is Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina at 3 o'clock. Oh, Friday Traffic Jams is at 5 o'clock. I'm sorry, y'all. Sunday Psychic Readings is at 3 to 4:30. Me and Nina, one question per caller. The chat room is open. We always have a blast. Other than that, I'll see you next Wednesday at 5 o'clock here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Super Summer Shows. Take care, and if no one's told you they love you today, I do. Have a good rest of the week, everybody.